Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Joy!
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
Welcome to the third annual AFL Pride game between St Kilda Football Club and the Sydney Swans teams. We are the Chicks Talking Footy team, and tonight myself, Fiona, Beck, Susanna Motti, Rachel Hopkins, Bree Breezer, and Danae Gibson, and our sub tonight is Kate O'Halloran from The Guardian. We will be hosting the broadcast on Joy 94.9 and the Community Radio Network throughout the night. We have many wonderful guests that we'll be chatting to before the game. Tanya Hosh, Diversity Manager of the AFL, Ro Allen, Commissioner for Gender and Equality, the Honorary Martin Foley, Minister for Equality, Patrick Hill, Coach of the VFLW Hawks, Georgie Stone, the 18-year-old Pride Game Ambassador, Saints Pride and Rainbow Swans, and many, many more. The first Pride game was held back in 2014 after Jason Ball came out to his local club, and together with Yarra Glen Football Club, they created the Pride Cup. The game was the inspiration behind St Kilda and Sydney hosting the first AFL Pride game in 2016 and then again in 2017 in Sydney. That first Pride game in the AFL season was a night we will never forget. And the past 5 years have been a revolution in LGBTI inclusion in the AFL. Since this time last year, we have seen marriage equality achieved, 13 AFL clubs publicly supported the yes vote, the AFL changed their logo to yes, the Sydney Swans players have marched in the Mardi Gras as the first male professional sports people to do that. Richmond Football Club sponsored Midsummer. There are now 15 clubs with the LGBTI supporter groups from the AFL Pride Collective, and the Pride Cup movement has been launched. We have a lot to celebrate. Football clubs have a unique opportunity to transform attitudes and influence our communities. The Saints, who are committed to supporting gender diversity and LGBTI inclusion at the club, saw this game as an opportunity to support diversity and inclusion. Tonight's Pride game is about celebrating our community and our achievements and championing every LGBTI player and supporter. Our first guests tonight are Brett Kirk and Sam from the Sydney Swans and Sam Gilbert from St Kilda Football Club. Welcome to the AFL Pride game broadcast.
Thanks for having me. It's third year. It's a regular catch-up for us.
Well, that's right.
I was going to say, Brett, I want to start with an awkward question. This is the third time you've turned up. Are you trying to take my job?
No, not at all. You do such a great job. I'm just happy to be to share in the joy this time of the year.
Good. I just want to clear that up off good. The bat.
You've become a Pride game tradition, really.
Oh, I love it.
And Sam, likewise with you. You were the ally and ambassador for the first ever Pride game. And before it was even cool to do so.
I think it's always been cool.
Yeah.
No, it's great to be part of it.
Fantastic.
Brett, this is the third year we've been here and you've been here with us. What changes have you seen since that first time we were here at Etihad?
Well, I think we spoke off the first time we spoke how we hopefully we're shining a light at the moment. We hopefully it just becomes normalised, you know. Everyone should feel safe and included the footy, and there's no doubt I watched the interview with Georgie Stone that St Kilda did, and I just thought it was how wonderful is that someone who supports a footy team feels a great sense of belonging to it from what their club's doing, and they really love coming to football, and then sort of listen to her mum. It was quite emotional, and I loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Sam, what is it like as a player for these games? Is it a different feel when you run out there?
I've been pretty unlucky. I've only been able to play in the first one, and as someone that's been pretty strong in my feelings towards it, absolutely, I was pretty passionate and wanted to make a good day of it. And you know, I know from being around the boys during the week, it's something that comes up, and we definitely talk about it. And like Kirky said, it's shining a light, and you know, they all want to bring as much awareness to this as I do. So yeah, no, I think when they run out, they definitely want to put on their best show.
And what changes have you seen at your clubs? I know, particularly the Sydney Swans, you last year announced a diversity action plan, and also publicly, I think we're one of the first clubs to officially support marriage equality. What changes have you seen at your club through these Pride Games in particular?
Yeah, that's right. Like 12 months ago, we launched the diversity action plan. Yeah, we were a big supporter of marriage equality, which, you know, is such an important thing. And yeah, the guys involved in Mardi Gras this year, as you said off the top, I think it was the first athletes, and it's just a special day. And you know, we just want to do everything possible to create an inclusive environment at the Swans, and you know, the AFL are doing that in terms of creating that safe, inclusive environment.
And I guess to both of you, I mean, it's very easy, I guess some people say, to put a rainbow 50 metre line on, wear some rainbow jumpers, you know, all those sorts of things. But what goes on behind the scenes at the club in terms of education for the players and staff around LGBTI inclusion?
Well, yeah, our club might be a little bit different at Kirky. We probably don't have an action plan as such, but we're definitely, as a club, more aware on the right terminology, the right way to treat people. And I think as a team, we've spoken about it, and you know, we're very much aware of what is right from wrong. And yeah, so since we've stepped into the light and we've really supported this, you've really noticed a change in everything around the club.
And at the Swans, Brett, is there education for the players and the staff around these sorts of things as well?
Yeah, no doubt. There's definitely education, but then it sort of comes from creating an environment where you can have conversations and talk about things and to be open with it, and you know, and talk about sort of vulnerability and thinking what you're thinking and that type of stuff. So there's no doubt creating an environment that's open and safe like that allows players to have those conversations, and you know, just as it should be happening in society.
Yeah, I guess you know, it's funny, some of the critics of these kind of events would say, just get back to playing football, you know.
Don't politicise.
Don't get political about football. So, I mean, what would you say to people that say things like that?
Yeah, that's like it. That's just someone, I think, that's probably uneducated around the topics. I think that footy is important, and that's what we're here to do. But as a role model and as a sportsman, we also have the ability to have our say or have our personality put on a topic that we believe in. And I think it's important that if you do believe in something and you see an opportunity, that you do step up. And you know, for us as a club, that was Pride. So you know, I'm sure there's going to be other topics come forward, and I think it's important as players, if you believe in it and you know, and you know, you want to be on the right side of history. I think that's what we've done. You know, St Kilda and the Swans, we're on the right side of history. So going forward, if you see something that you're passionate about and you know is right, it's important to step forward.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that football clubs and communities have such an influence on the broader society. Even speaking to people around local Pride games that have happened, you know, attitudes have just been shifted so much. I know even with the Hamilton Pride game that happened last year, you know, actually they had a really high vote of yes during the plebiscite from a community that's normally quite conservative and possibly even homophobic. You know, the attitude shifted that much just from normalising and, you know, celebrating, I guess, our community. So we really appreciate the fact that these events happen. I know when we were here 2 years ago, it was quite an emotional night. So, yeah,
and we're very much across, you know, that obviously the marriage equality's gotten through, but the votes was 49% or something like that, or 48, 47%. So there's still a lot of education to go, and that's why I think games like this is so important that we continually educate and we continually develop the topic, because, you know, at the moment it's not everybody, but we want it to be like that one day. We want everyone to feel included, we want everyone to feel welcome, and that's important.
As Sam said, we are role models, and the more we can talk about it, the more we can be open and to normalise it. Hopefully, you know, it just filters back down and through society.
Absolutely. Now let's talk footy. Brett, on paper, this would be an easy win for the Swans, but the Saints are much closer to a win, I think, than a loss. So what are you looking out for with the Saints tonight? What are the Swans worried about?
Well, you've got to look at their last quarter last against West Coast. You know, they kicked 7 goals over in Perth, which is a really tough environment over there. So there's no doubt, I think, if you look at their last couple of games, the week before against Richmond, you know, they were right in the game till late. Again, West Coast. So we think they're in some really good form. You know, you've got some really strong players through the midfield, and Jack Stephen and Seb Ross are playing some really good footy. Timmy Membry is off a bag of 6, so is Gresham the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, they're really dangerous. So if we let them get their run and carry game going, they can be really dangerous.
Absolutely. And, Sam, how did the Saints win?
I think exactly what Kirky said. It's important that we take out of last week the strengths of that last quarter. I think our ball movement was probably the best it's been for the year. They were lucky that they gave us Timmy Membry pretty cheap, so he's going pretty well. He's become an absolute star, so I reckon he'll be wanting to get one up on the boys and put him down for 8 this week, and Saints by 12.
Big 8, wow. Kirky. What do you say about that for Membry?
Yes, I hope he doesn't get 8 if that happens. So.
Well, yes, we'll see you being giving $500 to Pride Cup tonight for every goal.
For every goal, that'd be $800 of Pride Cup.
No behinds.
Right, it's there, 8,000. Mikey Cole from Saints Pride predicts that Saints will win by Josh Bruce.
Yeah, 27 points. 27 points, so,
well,
you know,
he does very much say that.
Yeah. How'd he go today, Josh Bruce?
They play tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yeah.
It's good to see him back out there.
Right. Yeah, no, he'll be good.
Well, look, thanks so much for being part of the Pride Game tradition. I'm sure we'll speak to you maybe up in Sydney next year.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Or I'll see Sam at the VFL Pride Game tomorrow.
I'll be there. I've got a function before the game, so looking forward to it.
I'll be interviewing you, Sam, so watch out.
That's right. Actually, there's another Pride Game being played tomorrow at Sandringham Football
Club. That's
right. And also Geelong are playing a Pride Game as well. So it's Pride weekend.
We can't get enough.
That's right. We're doing a trifecta.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in Geelong and Sandringham at the same time? That
Watch
is the question on everybody's lips.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, guys. Good luck to both teams. I'm going for the Saints. Don't tell Brett Keck I said that.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks
again.
So much, guys. We'll see you next year,
yes,
Brett and
good.
Sam.
It's
I'll see
date.
You tomorrow.
Beautiful. Look forward to it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.